A lot of times, especially around February, everybody's talking about Valentine's Day, and there's a lot of talk about love and whatnot. And, you know, a lot of times, the world's outlook of love is not anywhere close to what it should be. You know, that word love, we like to, in the scriptures, we see it as charity. Now, I love the word charity because of the meaning of that word. Not so much just love, but love being put into action. It's that Greek term, agape love. It's that pure love. It's love that God has for us. You can't get any more pure than what God has done. Or what God is showing us each and every day. If you will, turn with me to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. And we're just going to kind of jump right in the middle in verse 35. Matthew 22, verse 35. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So we have the first, the great commandment, to love our God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our being. And he says the second is like unto it. We're to love our neighbor. We're to love one another. Now again, what kind of love are we talking about? What kind of love are we, as he's bringing forth here? Is it just that love like when we see someone another, say, "Well, I love you, and you know, when I see you again, I'll say it again." That's not going to cut it, is it? You know, if I were to tell my wife every single day that I loved her, but I never did anything to show that love, wouldn't she have reason to doubt? Now, the Lord loves us. We love Him because He first loved us. Has He given us any reason or any cause to doubt His love? No. But I have given Him so much cause to doubt. I have given Him every reason to say He doesn't love me anymore. I have come short so many times, and I will continue to come short. But brethren, we need to learn about this charity, this love that we're supposed to have one to another, but this love we're to have to God. Now, He's our perfect example. Our perfect example of that pure love, that agape love that He has for us. Now, we're to have that to one another. You know, we're supposed to be praying even for our enemies. You know, that's kind of tough. That's kind of hard to do. You know, it's easy to love someone and to actively love someone who loves you back. How much are we showing our love when we're loving someone that's not even showing it back to us? If we're showing that, "Brethren, I love you. I'll be there for you. I'll do whatever it takes." Even if at that point in time, they're not willing to reciprocate. A lot of times people go through that. A lot of times they're going through trials in life and they're just blinded, but still love them. You know, it's not up to us to judge someone's heart. That's the Lord's business. But we're to love someone. Now the Lord would say, and the second is like unto it, love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So we're just supposed to love our God. Now he has shown us love that we'll never reach this side of glory. But thanks be unto God, he has given us eternity that I can show him. That's just long enough for me to show him my appreciation. A world without end. Now, another aspect that the Lord has shown his love, you know, John 3:16, one of those very well-known verses in scriptures. For God so loved the world that he gave. That he gave. That's that love. In action. And oh, what an action it was that he would send his only begotten Son into the world to save us. Brother, that's the only way we are saved. That is the only way we can be with him in heaven. It's because of that action of sending his Son, that love that he stretched forth towards us. Now we love John 3:16, but let's go to 1 John real quick. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Again, a lot of times we don't show forth that love that we should. And brethren, this world is not a friend to God. This world is not a friend to grace. This world is not our home. It is a dark place. Now, some people get confused because, well, John 3:16, Lord, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave his Son to his people. The ones that he was going to die for. That's the world he's talking about. That's his world. And that should be our world. God's people. That's the ones that we need to be with. The ones we need to fellowship with. The ones we need to have that love towards. The ones we need to be showing forth our love each and every day. Now again, like I said, we can't judge the heart. You can't just sit there and just one time see somebody and say, well, yeah, they're not a child of God. You don't know that. I don't know that. I don't have that out of sight. Lord may be dealing with them later in life. But it's my job to show forth that love. So let's read that verse again. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth it not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear that we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh, what a day that'll be, that I'll be able to look upon him, and I'll be able to see his face. Then I'll understand perfectly that love that he had shown me. Amen. Amen. And we like John 3:16, but what about 1 John 3:16? Yep. Hereby perceive we that love of God, because he had laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Again, what manner of love did he show to us by laying his own life down for us? So isn't it reasonable for me to set aside my busy schedule to show some love to the brethren? Isn't it reasonable? And it says to lay our life down. That's not always just talking about dying. Brethren, we lay our life down. It's talking about some sacrifices that we have. Sacrifice of time. Ooh, that's a biggie this time and age, this day and age. Time? I don't have any time. Brother, we have 24 hours a day. Same as 2,000 years ago. It's the same today. There's no more time. There's no less time. It's the same amount of time. But how much time are we using wisely? How much time is it in service to God? How much time are we spending on charity?
Amen.
I'm not talking about when you're at the grocery store and they say, hey, do you want to donate a dollar for this? No, I'm talking about charity. Love in action. The love that we're supposed to have for one another. The ones that we're supposed to be showing. Letting our light shine. Rather than seeing what we can do. Actively serving in the kingdom. Because the kingdom is now. We can enjoy it now. How much are we pressing into it? You know, that's the reason it's called pressing into it. It's a challenge to stay in the kingdom. It's a challenge to stay in the kingdom. Like I said earlier, this world is not a friend to God. There's too much out there that's trying to pull us away. There's too much out there that's trying to get in the way. So we need to be pressing through it. We need to be pressing into the kingdom and learning more of His love for us so I can show forth more. And that's one of the great things about love. If you want more love, give it away. You can't give enough away. God's love never runs out. His love is never going to dry up. So if I give more away, He's going to grant me more. So hereby perceive we that we the love of God. Again, like we said, He gave. It's actively. It's what He did. He showed us. I mean, He could have just said, written in His word that He loves us. But like I said, again, isn't it better to show it?
Oh, absolutely.
So what manner of love is this that He has shown us? And not only just shown us, but allowed us to know it. Given us His word, His Holy Spirit to dwell within me. You know, He told those apostles when He was about to go, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And brethren, don't you feel Him? There's days when you're reading His word and you're feeling like you're close to the Lord and you can just feel His presence with you. He'll not leave us comfortless. He will come to us. And still, even today, showing that love. Actively showing the love towards us. So, verse 17. But whoso hath this world's goods, and see his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? If we see a need and we have the means to help, but we shut our bowels up, we shut it away, how much love is that being shown? He says, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. There's that love in action. It needs to have some substance. It needs to have some action put forth. Not just saying I love you, but showing it each and every day. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemneth us, God is greater than our heart and He knoweth all things. So, we need to be showing forth the love, not just saying it, not just in tongue, not just in word service. We need to be serving in His kingdom. If we want to know more about charity, one of the best places I know of is Corinthians. First Corinthians 13. Not 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 13, Paul will say, though I speak with the tongues of men and the angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So though I speak with tongues, it doesn't matter how well you can speak or how much you can bring forth. If it's not with charity, it's nothing. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith so I could remove mountains and have not charity, I have nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Amen. Seems to be a pattern here. If we're not showing love in action, if we're not bringing forth charity, then you're not doing any good. Everything we do, it needs to be done in love. Isn't everything that God does for us in love?
Amen.
Just the act of Him sending His only begotten Son into this world to die for us was His love. And His love that He set before on us before even the foundation of the world. But even the active blessings that He sends down upon us. Doesn't He daily loadeth us with benefits? Doesn't He give us everything we need? And if we need, we ask. And He grants it to us. Brother, that's just love in action. It's just all the time blessing upon blessings. So He's just actively, all the time, every blessings. And even in discipline. You know, in the Psalm, the 23rd Psalm, it said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." You know, when mom and daddy says this hurts me more than it does you, you know, a lot of times I didn't understand that. I'm just like, well, I don't understand that. But as I got older, I started realizing that they're trying to steer me in the right direction. They're trying to keep me from doing wrong. They're trying to keep me from something that may harm me. You know, if I'm reaching for a hot stove and get a pop on the hand, you know, ow, that hurts. Yeah, well, that's going to hurt worse. Our Heavenly Father knows. He knows all. He's all wise. So if He's trying to steer us in the right direction, let's not buck against it. Let's go with it. His ways are right ways. His ways are right. And there always are. So even in discipline, even when the rod and the staff, run, there's comfort there. So it's that charity. Like I said, even the disciplinary times that we have, or the times we have, still you can see the love of God. And Paul goes on. Verse 4, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not leave itself unseemingly, seek not her own, it is not easily provoked, thinking no evil. It just keeps going on. Just talking about charity. Like I said earlier, charity is that pure love. It's the love that God has shown. It's a pure love. You know, he says, I think it's in Romans where he says, let not thy love dissimulation or something. I'm sorry, I can't remember the address. But anyway, he's talking about in dissimulation. It's not being fake. Right. Let your love be true. Right. If you say you love someone, then you should be backing it up with some actions. That's what charity. And he talks about rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things, believing all things, hoping all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there are prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part. But if we go on down, verse 13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Brother, if we're focusing on the charity, focusing on our love being the right kind of love, our faith will be strengthened. Our hope will be strengthened. We'll have that more of our love towards God. Our minds and our heart will be more in the right place. That's why our hope is in Christ. But brethren, if we allow this world to get in the way, if we shut up our bowels and not show forth the love, we're not going to be walking close to Him. The closer we are to Him, the stronger our faith in Him will be, the stronger our hope that one day we'll see Him will be. Real quick, let's go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. Now, he's really getting in it. As the elect of God. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Like we were saying earlier, the love that God has for us is perfect. You can't get any better than that. So, brethren, we need to be trying to string our love as close to God's love as we can. We need to be loving. We need to be forbearing one another in love. We need to be having our put on holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humble, meekness, and long-suffering. Isn't He long-suffering to us? I can't even tell you how long-suffering He is with me. And His mercy that He shows upon me. And the forgiveness of sins. So brethren, we need to be forgiving one another. What can someone do to you that's just so bad that we can't forgive them? How much has Christ forgiven us? That's a debt that I could never pay. That even if all of us got together, we couldn't forgive it. We couldn't pay it. So let's be forgiving. Let's show our love for one another, having that charity. He said, above all these, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your heart. Brethren, don't we need more peace in our life? If we want more peace, if we want more love, then we need to be in that love of God. We need to have more love for one another. Need to have our stronger love and dependence on Christ. Through Him, that's the only way. And real quick, Matthew, back to Matthew chapter 25. Try not to take too much time. Matthew 25, verse 34. So then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer, saying, Lord, when saw thee a hungered, and we fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer, and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Brethren, don't look over that too quickly. If we've done this unto the least of these, my brethren, we've done it unto Him. We need to be actively loving, using charity, not just using that word love. The world has corrupted so many words, and they use that word love, and it's just, let's not use their terminology. Let's use what the Lord says. Charity, having charity one for another. Because if we do it unto the least of these, remember, He said, even the least of the brethren, we've done it unto Him. And He sees all. He knows all. We can't pull a fast one over Him. So, brethren, let's put on charity and have love one to another. Thank you.
Amen to that.